This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, Anastasia, we need to talk about the plebiscite.
Yes, we do.
Because it's everywhere at the moment. And I think we should. Because
yeah, of
it's 122 million bucks for a non-binding postal plebiscite that is really just a targeted mail-out vilifying our community. And I was thinking about it. You know, when you admire someone, you like people who are true, people who are authentic, they live their values, they know their values, and they're confident with them, and they have vision. And these people are willing to take risks to lead. Doesn't matter what they're leading. Now, we know Malcolm Turnbull supports marriage equality. So that's a fact.
Yeah, of course.
And he doesn't want to break a promise to the Australian people that he would give them their say. And I want to know, where's Malcolm Turnbull's integrity with himself? So he believes one thing, but he's succumbing to the pressure from others. And I was thinking about an analogy, and I thought, can you imagine, picture us in the schoolyard, right? Mr. Turnbull's our teacher.
Yeah.
So he's the kids' leader, and all the kids look up to him. It's lunchtime, and he's on yard duty out there making sure everyone picks up their papers. And a kid's being bullied and deliberately targeted because they're different. And it might be verbal bullying or physical bullying. It doesn't matter what it is. It'll have the same effect. And I asked Mr. Turnbull, would he stand by and let that bullying happen to that kid in the schoolyard? Because that's what he's going to be doing on a mass scale across the country. And like many of us, I was bullied as a kid, and I know you were too. And those piss-weak teachers didn't stick up for me as a kid. In fact, they were so gutless that they sided with the bullies. And that caused me immense grief later on. And I had to work through all that stuff. And Mr. Turnbull, just for one second, imagine the potential damage you're going to do to people's life throughout the obscene no campaign that we are about to witness. And Mr. Turnbull, this is my prediction that this will be your demise.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.